So, John, hi. Hi.
Hello.
We're not doing any intros for this. We're not doing any music. This is something we've never done before, but Jessica Walter just died. Actually, the day we are recording this, March 24th. Actually, today's March 25th. I'm looking at Wikipedia, and Wikipedia claims that she died on the 24th at the age of 80. Jessica Walter... We know her as Lucille Bluth from Arrested Development. What say you about all of this?
Yeah. Yeah, the matriarch of the family. Probably my favorite character of Arrested Development. She, absolutely hilarious. The best comedic timing. She had the best facial expressions. Everything best. A lot of people know her. As the, I think she's Archer's mom in the show Archer. Colin was running down the list of IMDb credits. She has a boatload.
So many exciting IMDb credits. Yeah. And tell me if you would agree with this. Her character on Archer, it ostensibly feels like Lucille Bluth.
Yeah, just a little bit more subdued, maybe, which is crazy to say, but...
Yeah. So my favorite credit, I told you about this, in 1986, she starred in, or she featured in several episodes of Murder, She Wrote, but in 1986, and she was never the same character in Murder, She Wrote.
Okay, which is crazy.
She's credited as having different names, but John, in 1986, she did an episode of Murder, She Wrote called Magnum on Ice. She was Joan Fulton, and that same year, she did an episode of Magnum PI, the episode Novel Connection, where she's also Joan Fulton.
Well, yeah, the name of those episodes would mean that there was a Magnum PI Murder, She Wrote crossover.
That is correct. There is a, and like, this is important. I told you what links the MSW, I lost
MPI,
it. MPI and the Murder, She Wrote cinematic universe. It's Jessica Walter as this character, Joan Fulton.
bridging the gap between, and I will admit, two of my favorite television shows.
And I guess the point is this, for everyone who talks about how everything Marvel did was revolutionary, no one had done it before. Fuck you, because Murder, She Wrote and Magnum P.I. did it, and right there at the center of it was Jessica Walter. She's the reason why.
The Thanos of the MSW MPICU.
I think what we could say definitively is she is inevitable.
She is inevitable. I absolutely adored this woman. She is someone, if you like gave me, if you could have a drink with any celebrity, who would it be? I would 1,000,000% pick Jessica Walter. The woman was a national treasure. I was very sad when this happened. It was like a punch in the stomach, and especially because, you know, you and I have a lot of our relationship, our friendship, the jokes we say all come from this person. And so she was fantastic, and it really sucks that she's gone. But she leaves behind an enormous legacy.
Yeah, born in 1941 in Brooklyn, New York. And what I don't think you and I can necessarily talk about her contribution to television, film, or stage in its totality. All that I think you and I are really capable of talking about with any intelligence is her contribution to Arrested Development. And I think what's really interesting about a show like Arrested Development when thinking about Jessica Walter and the character she played is how... In the history of television in particular, I was thinking about this today once I learned that she had died. Mothers on sitcoms, they occupied this really narrow box. And yeah. I think a show like WandaVision is actually really instructive as a kind of primer for how women and mothers were treated across television history. And then you get a character like Lucille Bluth, who... has the permission to not only function as this kind of arch villain, but she's also permitted to dislike most, if not all, of her children. And that's just not something, at least, again, I cannot think of an example of a mother. Now, a lot of fathers were allowed to be this way. In fact, I think you could argue that the father in most sitcoms had something of a rather antagonistic relationship to their children. Not in all cases, but there was more permission for fathers to be that way. I cannot think of an example before Jessica Walter as Lucille Bluth where mothers were permitted to do the same sort of thing. And she did it in a way that was not only, I think, revolutionary, but it was so incredibly funny in ways that just I don't think mothers were allowed to be funny in sitcoms prior to Arrested Development.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the only other example would be something like Roseanne. And that's it. I think other than that, Jessica Walter, like really, she set the bar incredibly high for anyone trying to do this. And not only is she like the arch villain of the first season of Arrested Development, she hates most of her kids in the best way possible. But at times she's super motherly. She's super lovely and she does it all really well. So like you simultaneously hate this woman and cannot help but absolutely fall in love with this woman. So she was so good at what she did. And now I just want to watch Arrested Development to watch her do her thing.
I do too. Yeah. And I was thinking about this as well. And tell me if you agree with this. I think aside from Michael and maybe George Michael, but I think even George Michael, considering what I'm about to say, is a bit complicated. I can think of very few characters in Arrested Development within the family itself that successfully interacted with every member of the family. Obviously Michael could do that and did do that because he was the protagonist of the show. He had to interact with everyone. But when I think about George Sr., for example, he didn't really have any interesting stories with Maybe. Or when I think about a character like Job, when did Job ever interact with Maybe, for example? So I think a lot of these characters, and even Tobias, he didn't really have a lot of meaningful stories with George Michael or even with Lucille. They didn't interact that much. But the times that Lucille interacted with everyone, she did it in a way that I think best reflects what Michael was able to do with everyone. And I think she's the only character aside from Michael who could really do that, who could successfully interact with everyone, with every member of the family, and was given permission to do that.
Yeah. And she did it so well. And even like working with tertiary characters like An Young, like the lawyers, the way she worked with Barry. The way she worked with Jean Parmesan. Come on, it's just so good, man. She made the show.
I wanted to tell you, I was just perusing a lot of tweets today about Jessica Walter, and I don't remember who said this, but someone said Jessica Walter is in heaven and she's about to meet Saint John, and she learns that it's actually Jean Parmesan.
That's absolutely perfect.
I mean,
so,
can you like when I think about popular gifts, when I think of the top five, like her Jean Parmesan scream,
it's way up there.
That's a top five gif, right?
Yeah, her wink, and then when Michael moves his head, and then she moves her head and winks again at him. Her air quotes with her martini.
John,
it's all classic. I love all my children equally, and then when she says, I don't care for Job.
Immediate
classic,
cut.
Classic.
Immediate. And I want to say Buster's eating soup at that point.
He is, yeah.
Okay, before we finish here, I didn't prep you for this, but do you have any favorite Lucille lines that you can think of just off the top of your head?
I love the Gmail.
You mentioned some moments.
Yeah, I love, I wish I had time to think about this because
I'm so sorry. I should have said something.
There are so many. When she's talking about An Young and she says, I think it's a he, you have to strip them down next to nothing before you figure it out. That shit's hilarious. When she says, what does she say when she looks at the back of George Sr.'s head? And she says something like, you're so ugly. And she's looking at the back of his head. That's hilarious. When she tells Oscar that the front of his robe looks like the window of a butcher shop. That shit's cracks
like,
me
close
up.
Close it up. It looks like the window of a butcher shop.
Looks like the window of a butcher shop. All the mother boy stuff. Like,
does that suggest that he is or is not circumcised? I'm not sure.
Yeah, man, the mother boy stuff's so good. I don't know. I just love it all. I love it. Oh, yeah. She yells, "Fix me a vodka martini," and Michael says, "Mom, it's 9 a.m. and she goes, "And a piece of toast." Classic. Classic.
Even in that Mother Boy episode, her fuck me, it's all fuck me. One of my favorites, it's when she has a drinking contest with Kitty, and it's this really subtle moment. So Kitty's half in the bag. She's about ready to pass out. And Lucille, she grabs a glass of wine and says, "Just tell me when you're ready, dear."
Oh, God. Man.
And so even at good. The end of that scene, she says something like, "I need to go back to rehab." And you hear someone shout, "She's in rehab!"
Oh, man. Oh,
and just the look on her face, she's just so over it. It's the point is, again, John and I cannot speak to her contribution as an actor in its entirety, but in Arrested Development, she's like the best part of the show, you know? She's one of the most dynamic performers. Your Jobs and your Busters get a lot of play, but pay attention to Jessica Walter, someone who for, I want to say, a couple of years, you and I called Jessica Walters.
We did.
We did not. We misnamed her for several years, but boy. Okay, one final question. It won't happen, but let us assume there is a revival of Arrested Development. Do you recast, or what do you do?
No, you can't. I mean, she was the nucleus of the show, and I don't think anyone else could play her. I mean, Kristen Wiig did a fine impression of her in her youth, but no one can capture the charm, the wit, just the eye roll that Lucille Bluth has is something when Oscar's talking about being Buster's dad, and she does the eye roll. No one else could ever do that as well as she could, and she's going to be truly missed. She's fantastic.
And help me, the name of she's in some of those Avengers movies. I think she's in How I Met Your Mother. She was also a younger Lucille. Do you know who I'm thinking of?
Oh yeah, she has this. What's her name? Taryn Killen's wife. How can I not think of this?
Yeah, she has
what's her name?
She has an interesting name. Hold on. I'm on IMDb right now. Her name is Gwyneth Paltrow.
No, it's
Colby
not.
Smulder.
Oh, Colby Smulder.
Colby Smulder. Yeah.
That's her name. How did I not know that? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you... Listen, Arrested Development was never coming back, but if Hurwitz was even talking to someone about it, you're done. You're just done.
Yeah,
You're done. I'm sorry. You know, it's just, this is not the time to think or talk about this sort of thing, but okay. Arrested Development's over at this point because Jessica Walter died, and that means Arrested Development's over, and that's okay because you know what we can do? We can go back and watch Mother Boy. We can go back and watch the pilot. We can go back and watch the first couple of seasons, even some really funny stuff in seasons 4 and 5, and that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, yeah. So we will miss Jessica Walter, and thank you all for listening so much.
Okay, have a good night.
Yeah, you too.